days, and I've always been busy. I mean to call you back. We got to catch up, but we had some fun. I don't know how much you've been listening to, but we really had some fun in those days.
Well, Jeff told me about it, and yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. And I, you know, you talked about the. Ruffy just sent me a message. You talked about the field trips we used to take to radio stations. You remember visiting NEW? We were a 1,000-watt daytime station, trying to be as loud as possible. And they looked at their modulation monitor. It was like 80%. You know, don't you guys want to run loud audio? We're 50,000 watts. We don't have to.
When there basically were no restrictions, you could drive up to the transmitter site.
You remember WPOWL, NJR, I remember.
He was talking about POW before.
I know, I heard that.
And one of them gave him a crystal or something.
Oh, that was RL.
Oh, was?
That was WWRL.
Oh, that's right, because he needed something close to his station.
Close to 1610, so they're 1600. It was off frequency.
In
so that's okay.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty amazing.
But POW didn't have normally you have coax going out to the towers.
It was open line, I think.
And they had open line, and they used to do baptisms. It was also WEBD's transmitter site. Do you remember we went in there and it was terribly distorted? And he said that was the only way they could pass the approval form.
Only way, right? I remember that. I remember everything was pinned to the right, and we
thought,
"That's
right."
How do they exist?
Except the highs and the lows. The highs and the lows were there was nothing.
And you know, it's funny. I remember now going into WNEW's transmitter site, and the engineer there said, "Hey guys, you want to see the phaser? Just go right in there." And it wasn't covered with anything. It was covered with
That was POW.
Or POW. Okay. Well, yeah. It was like the guy just said, "Go take a look. Go take a look."
They had like Masonite in front of their phaser.
Yeah. Those were the days. Those were the days.
They were wonderful days. I really enjoyed those trips. I wish I had taken pictures. That's the only thing that I miss.
I never went, of course, but I heard about them. You know, and
I heard about everything.
You guys were radio. We all were radio rats. It was it was a great business to be in. We weren't.
And we have one common enemy.
Yeah. This was Bob. Anyway, we did very well.
Can't spell Rockland without.
I'm gonna go. Have a great day.
All right, Dave. Right? You too, man.
Good talking to you, Dave.
WRCR. Good morning.
Bob Marshall.
Oh no!
Who's this?
Bob Marshall from the olden days of WRKL.
The very old
great
days.
Days, the great times at WRKL.
The Stone Age. Wow! Is this Mark?
Yeah.
How are you?
Remember, I used to call in the weather, and you would answer the phone at WRKL. I'd have to look for a payphone. Remember that?
I remember that. I remember. I thought, when is Mark calling in? I know he's going to call in any minute now.
Yeah, we're still doing the same thing 40 years later.
And every time when I wasn't at home, I had to find a payphone. And sometimes I couldn't find a payphone. I had to stop in at a restaurant or I had to stop in at a store or a museum.
Even then he had challenges and crises. Can you believe that? They just seemed to follow wherever
you know what, Mark? Your forecasts were always right on. They were always right on. I used to listen to CBS AM.
You don't know they're doing this, Bob.
Seriously, it was pretty amazing how accurate you were. It was very, very amazing.
So, where's the money?
Yeah, where's the money? Well, I guess we have to print some more, maybe.
We have to print some more.
I wouldn't doubt it if you did it. You did everything else. If there was a law to break, you broke it. God bless you.
I played fast and loose. I really did. But it was fun. It was fun.
Those
I look back on it now.
Yeah, I wonder why you never got Hanick to be on your radio station.
I guess we didn't care about the weather, because I was only on 2 days a week, you know.
You never knew when it was going to come
never
on.
Never knew.
Like, okay, what are you doing now, Bob?
I'm just doing some consulting and trying to figure out what else to do to make a difference.
You get a pension from this in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
And you can go on WCBS-FM.
CBS-FM, yeah.
CBS-FM.
They've had some issues over there, too. And by the way, Dave, they did change their processing. Dave is probably the first
CBS,
one to know.
CBS-FM or AM?
CBS-FM.
Everything changed 15 years ago when they celebrated their 30th anniversary on the air. And they started to play much more... much newer songs.
Well, the Jack FM.
Remember 2002, before
you know, Mike, we have a kid. He started here as a kid at this station in the early 2000s. And Alex used to get so mad at him. That's our boss. He owns the station. He'd throw them out of here because he'd like rewire the EAS monitor or the receivers, I mean, and so on and so forth. He was just an absolutely ambitious kid. I really liked him, too, and when people yelled at him, I used to, because we were right above
we
Ruby Tuesdays
in the
Nanuet Mall back then. So I'd take him down to Ruby Tuesdays, and I'd buy him lunch, and I'd say, calm down. You're going to do well. Right now, he's an engineer at WCBS-AM.
Wow.
Yeah. He
was the RCR kid.
I told him, I said, his name is Dennis Graiani, and I said, Dennis, I don't really like the audio. What don't you like about it? I'll change it. No, you better not. Don't do it just for me. You know, they have that sharp, shrill sound, which we had on our AM. That's the way Tom Ray set it up. But it just goes to show you, we had, in addition to people who left RKL to go high up, we had a kid named Mark Malusis, who started here. And lo and behold, he became a fixture on the Fan, WFAN. So Rockland County has spawned some very good radio people over the years.
Remember Art Athens?
Mike Francesa.
God bless his soul. Yeah. Art wasn't there when you were there, right?
He was there before I was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the news director when you were there? I don't even remember. John Russell?
John Russell.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, remember Richard Cavitz? What happened to Richard Cavitz?
He was the mayor of Nyack for a while, believe it or not, and then I don't know what he's doing now, but he was...
Squiggy?
Oh,
Whatever happened to Norman Gerlich?
Who?
Remember him?
Norman... Who did the... Norman Garfield.
Garfield is who you mean.
Norman Garfield.
Is that who you mean?
Who was named... last name was Gerlich.
We didn't have anybody.
No, it was Norman Garfield.
Yeah. Well, he passed on recently, I think.
But I remember Richard Cavitz. I was talked to every evening. He would record the weather for the next day. WRKO weather.
Yeah. And the news department would bring in a... looked like a tower of carts.
Yeah.
And
we'd
just go through them one by... Sometimes there were... 20 different actualities.
Yep. Right. Yep.
I was just playing air checks from the Dan Ingram show on WABC.
Hey, John, good morning. You could just interrupt him. John.
Yes, good morning, Steve.
John, A&J Lunch Wagon. John, we have a gentleman in the studio here, Bob Marshall, who I work with at RKL back, I guess we started in the mid-70s together, right?
Yeah.
Mid-70s, and he left to go elsewhere and do other things in the early 80s. This is John. It's a beautiful lunch, A&J Lunch Wagon, right off the New York State. What exit is it in the thruway again, on the thruway?
Exit 15A, exit 15A. On the north end, right, Hilburn, north. New York.
Mm-hmm. In Hilburn, right.
The same exit as Mount Fuji.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The same. You come off the exit, you make a left. And another left, of course, the double lines into the lot.
Jeff was upset. He went, I think it was the week before last when you were on vacation. He finally got up there to get the eggplant sandwich, and you weren't there. You remember, Mark, you remember this gentleman?
I do. Remember
from Our Pizza House.
Our Pizza House.
That was the first time.
Of course, yes. I used to go there all the time in the beautiful River of Pearls. For a while, I was going to Pearl River quite often. I was still up in Oneonta, Otego, and every time I came down to Westchester, I'd stop in Pearl River on the way to the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yep.
And I would go to our Pizza House all the time. What happened to John?
He's on the line with you, for God's sake, right there.
Well, on 15A, Mark, over in Hilburn, New York.
It's great to talk to you, John.
Good. Like,
what do you call that lot that you're in? It's not a truck lot. What do you call that?
It's DOT lot. I believe it's number 10.
DOT lot. Okay.
Yeah, but if you take now Google or either Yelp, they'll take you to my location, even though there's no physical address. But they'll take you there.
Right, but you just have to put an A&J Lunch Wagon.
Right, and that definitely will work. But anyway, I was thinking, Mark, by the way, come on down for some eggplant parm like the olden days. You're more than
A&J
welcome.
A&J Lunch Wagon.
Nobody makes a better eggplant parm. Nobody.
That's kind of like REO Speedwagon?
Because we're both Sicilian, and that's why I like that kind of eggplant. That's my favorite blend of eggplant.
I appreciate that. Of course, that's a sweet
eggplant thing. Is one of my favorites right. too. I had baked ziti with eggplant last night.
Oh, how'd you afford it?
At the wonderful Italia brick oven pizza place in Thornwood, New York, in Westchester.
There you go. Living high.
Anyway,
but I'll never forget that.
Hold on. What? I'm sorry, John. What?
I was going to mention, if you'd like to do one of your outdoor events here in the morning, live from my location, I will come in early.
I'd love to. But we got to get this thing back on AM. It's just dragging its feet. We were on for a couple of days last week, the week before last, just to test the equipment. And now, hopefully it'll get finalized so that we can move it up now that we know everything works, and then we'll start up again.
Beautiful.
Keep in touch,
right,
brother.
So keep me in mind when you want to do a live show.
I will. I really will. I think it'd be a great idea.
And invite your buddy there also.
He's recording the news. He'll be right back.
So he has the lunch wagon now.
Yeah. Yep, he has the lunch wagon.
Not Marcy,
are you tired of this guy yet? I can cut him off any time.
It's okay. I know how people are.
You're a lot more tolerant than I am. Way more tolerant than I am.
They contribute certain things to the show, and... Yeah. That's
and we have to go on. We have to get on 1700.
Yeah, we sure do, Mark. Why don't you work on it, Mark? Why don't you do something?
Well, we know, you know.
Hello, WRCR.
Hey, you went up there 1 year ago, right?
1 year ago today.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. He had to bring that up, didn't he?
You got the salt.
What salt? I don't know.
Salt
1 year ago.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
We have to get back on 1700.
Yeah, I know what we have to do, Mark. But see, some of us do a little more than say we have to. If you have an idea, I don't know why you don't just let us know.
Well, I do have an idea. It should be public radio.
No, that's not going to work.
It should be listeners.
WRCR, good morning.
Good morning. Do you remember Jack McIntyre?
Of course I do. Marcy, were you there when he was there as a news director? Jack McIntyre? Yeah. That might have been a little... Little bit before your time,
that's
but then
probably before my time.
He came back after the strike for a while.
Right. He was, he's the one who introduced me to RKL.
Yeah.
We were good friends, and we're still friends with his wife, Arlene.
Yeah, Jack passed on a lot of years ago now, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He had his drinking problems.
Oh, I never knew that.
He was a good, very good man, and he knew his business. He has two sons.
Yep, Bruce, and Merrill. Is it Merrill?
Exactly. Yeah. And Bruce is my older son's age, and Merrill is my younger son's age.
Wow.
So they grew up together, and we're still. Bruce still lives in Rockland County. Merrill is. I think he is. I forgot now. He might be in Queens. Yeah, I think he's in Queens.
Yeah.
Jackson told us about RKL. He was at that time he was news director.
Yep.
Okay.
Alan, thanks a lot, brother.
Speak to you.
All right, take care. WRCR, good morning.
Good morning. I this is Bob. How are you guys today?
Okay, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Bob, that's Bob. Oh, I got to get rid of Hanek.
Two Bobs.
I can't take him anymore.
Who, me or Mark?
No, Hanek.
Thank you. At least you don't hate me too much.
For now.
I just want to call and tell you how much I'm enjoying listening to you guys reminisce. It's, it's really interesting. You know, I worked for Western Union, God, from 1959 to 1982, and... The stories you're telling, I mean, it really brings me back to some of the old equipment and how we had to patch stuff together, and very entertaining.
Marshall, did you ever do remotes for them?
No, I did loads of remotes.
Yeah, you did, didn't
did,
you?
When I was chief engineer of station up in Warwick.
TBQ?
TBQ. Yeah. I used to do remotes.
WTBQ.
1110.
Yeah.
And we used to do remotes.
Now that you're back in the county, well, what are you waiting for? Come on, RCR.
They just got to ask. I'm available.
Well, you just got to have the funding to get people. Right. I'd love to have you back here. You'd be a definite asset.
Seriously,
to this
whatever
place.
I can do here is something I'm interested in.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, let's hope the whole idea is it's very difficult to get sponsorship right now that we're not on. You know, I mean, it's hard enough when we are on AM, but. But, I mean, if everybody pulls together once we do get this thing hooked up again, I mean, I think we're going to be a big success.
I think you're right.
Well, from your lips to God's ears. All right, my man.
All right, have a great day. Nice talking to you guys. And, right. And come back again. You're entertaining, my friend.
All right.
Just the same way vinyl came back, we're coming back.
I don't know about vinyl. Anyway, Mark, thank you.
Yeah, it was great to talk to, really, really great to talk to John Marshall.
Yeah, John Marshall. Okay. You got it, Mark. Thanks. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Okay.
Take care, Mark.
I'll tell you what, John. John Marshall.
That's okay. I answered to both.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little break, and then we'll be back to wrap it up here. All right, 9:49, we're just talking to a longtime friend who I haven't spoken to in many, many years, Bob Marshall, as we used to refer to you, yours truly, Bob Marshall.
All righty.
At the WRKL, in the days when we had ourselves a ball, we really did. You know, Hanick talks about the Steve Roy era. You were long gone when Steve Roy joined us. And we were always some good people. They really were. But
Steve went on to
Light FM.
Light FM, and now I think he's in Bridgeport.
No, he's out of the business. Yeah,
oh,
that was some years
business.
Ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's out of the business. He's actually I forgot what industry he's in right now. He's somehow affiliated with a Rockland Bakery.
Rockland Bakery.
Yeah,
which and is there just, was.
I mean, they ain't going out of business. All
Rich Kamanchak. Remember Rich?
Oh, Rich is with. He was just here. He comes up here a lot because he dates a young lady who is a member of my church, and he's with the news service. Somewhere in Maryland, the Salem. He works for Salem.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Whatever the news service is that they run, he does the morning. He's the morning anchor on it. I'm not sure if he's on any stations
and
around
Ken,
here.
Ken Voigt.
Oh, these names. Ken is out of the business. Last I heard, Jeff would know. He lives in Las Vegas.
Huh. Wow.
If that's not, or somewhere out in Nevada.
I wonder if I might have bumped into him at the NAB or something.
You used to go to those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ken
Keep Voigt. Up on all the new technology.
Who else did we have back in those days?
Is Rich Kamanchak?
Yeah, Chucks.
Do they still have NAB conferences? They still do that? Are they as well attended as they'd been back in the day?
It's mobbed. It gets crazy. Yeah, there's a lot of shows there within a couple of weeks, and the NAB is the biggest. And I got a chance to meet Bob Orban, if you can believe that.
Oh, the inventor of the Optimod.
And had a nice long conversation with him. And he's just an amazing person. He's got an amazing outlook on life, and he's got an amazing outlook on radio station processing equipment for radio stations. So
we have still doing out there it. One of the newest ones. It was brand new when they put it in, a 9400. Wow. It's incredible. You can make your station sound like anything you want.
Yeah, now it's all, I guess, Optimod and Vorsis.
I'm out of sync with any of the brands.
Omnia, all the brands that are out there trying to compete. And
There still are several, huh? There's CRL. Only, I don't know if CRL's around anymore.
I don't think CRL is still around, but there's only, I think, three main manufacturers that actually do competitive on-air processing. So it's still
there.
And
then we have this old Gentner thing. I think this is Gentner, isn't it? This thing, Marshall, works like a warhorse, and it's great. It really is. I'm talking about the phone system that we use here. You can tell our phones sound very good. They really
do sound very good.
Yeah.
They're very well balanced. I can hear everybody.
Yeah.
And you can come and go in and out of calls real easily.
Remember at RKL, every phone line had a hum.
Hello, when Betty Ramey was doing the hotline show.
Yeah,
you remember? Or I'd be doing the garden hotline with Ralph Snodsmith.
Yeah, you know remember he passed.
That? He passed, yes, yeah. I do. It was pretty amazing back then. I'd do commercials for, what was that? It was Creative Gardens. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
I think they're still around, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And there was a bunch of other... I'd line up the carts, and he'd just give me a wave, and away we'd go. You know, it was pretty cool.
Is
Nice guy. I worked with him a little bit too. I did the news, but I worked my shift was Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah.
But then Saturdays I would anchor the newscast from 6 a.m. to 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And that was when his show was on, so mm-hmm. I got to hang out with him a little bit too.
Really
great
nice,
guy.
Knowledgeable
Very,
guy.
And just, knew everything.
He was like a saint when it came to knowing what to do with your forsythias.
Yep.
He knew exactly how to revive them and keep them going.
And you could see how enthusiastic he was about it.
And
you
he
know.
Was.
Harkening back to a discussion we had earlier this morning before you came up about smoking and being in the proximity of cigarette smoke. This guy was a chain smoker while he was on the air, even. Nobody seemed to care, remember?
I remember.
One after the
See,
other.
See, now, I don't remember him smoking in the...
Well, he had to give it up after
I'm sure
a while.
He gave it up by the time I was in the 90s,
yeah,
but...
No, I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There was an ashtray there that was full by the time his show was done. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really was. But it's funny because just how immune you could become to those things after a while, and you don't even realize it. When you didn't think twice about it. And people would smoke in the lobbies.
Yeah.
In the lobby. Secretaries would smoke.
You know, yeah. I grew up in a smoking household.
Yeah, so did I.
And
so did I.
After a while, I never took to smoking myself. Never, ever smoked. But I grew up in a smoking household.
All the weird things
but
you
yeah,
did.
It was commonplace
smoke,
everywhere.
It was commonplace. And, you know, and I remember my dad, when he was out of cigarettes, he would be looking for a butt in the ashtray smoke.
Yeah. I remember when I went to elementary school, I remember they used to encourage us, don't smoke, smoking's bad, and all that, and posters everywhere. The principal of the school would smoke. And while he's walking down the hallways, he'd have a pipe, and he's walking down the hallway smoking his pipe, and, you know, coming to hear it.
But don't smoke, right. Don't do as I do as I say.
Now, you're a product of the East Ramapo School District, right?
Yeah.
I am.
Kakiad Junior High School.
Spring Valley Junior High School.
Spring Valley. My
Did you go to Ramapo?
I went to Ramapo.
Spring Valley.
WRCR, good morning.
Ken Voigt was the one who used to yell at Mark Hanick for being late calling in the weather.
Like this,
he
right?
He couldn't possibly
well, you hang
the
up,
only
you
one.
Ken,
I remember Ken Voigt, and you know who I was thinking of when I called him John Marshall?
John Russell.
When I called Bob John instead of Bob?
John
Russell. I was thinking of John Russell.
Right.
Remember John Russell?
Of course we remember John Russell.
Yeah, that he also was there at the same time.
He was news director when you were there,
the
right?
The same era, late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
Who was the other? There was another newsman, another news guy that was there. I forget his name. He was also very good.
Were you there when Art Athens
Wilson.
Was there?
No.
Art Athens?
No, he was before my time.
He was before you, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Walter Johnson. He was the original chief engineer.
Was it Rich Mendelson?
Rich Mendelson.
He went on to work for AP.
You remember Wally Johnson?
I do.
God, he was...
Because as a kid, I remember showing up to the trailer
and
asking him all kinds of crazy things about the towers and the transmitter.
The guy, I guess he knew what he was doing, but he could never pass his first-class license.
He was...
Everybody in the place...
He seemed knowledgeable.
Yeah.
He seemed like
everybody in the place
about.
Used to try to help him study
and
for that
Steve,
time. He'd go down to the commission to take the test, and he never could pass it. I think he couldn't get past the second. We couldn't pass the second class, let alone the first.
And I actually got to talk to Al Spiro.
Yeah, yeah.
You had
a first class in those days,
first
right?
First class, yeah. You couldn't really get into engineering or radio. You had to have a third to be even on the air.
Yeah, I know. Remember then. That? Do you remember that? I had to go down and get a third class license. My sister took me down to the commission.
Just the test I took at my college radio station was enough for me.
That was enough. What was that? Which station
was that? It was WCDB in Albany.
In Albany, yeah.
They gave you a little... It was almost cardboard, like the yellow manila piece of corner. Like, oh, I'm so proud of
and
this little thing.
And you proudly hang it up.
I did. You know? I had it in my wallet. I would show people. I'm like, look at this. I'm licensed. I'm licensed by the FCC.
I'm a broadcaster. I'm licensed.
I was so proud of that.
Those were the CB days, too.
Now you don't need anything.
Oh, yeah. Marshall was real big in CD and CB.
I think Bob remembers the CB era.
What did you have one of those things? How many? You had a linear, right?
I had several linears. I had several linears that made me heard. How can
you,
I say
you
it?
You put
any
out
way?
A signal that when you were running your, was it either your AM or your FM station, you know, one of the two pirates you ran, and the damn thing was so strong it would interfere with you'd hear it in the background of when your music was playing and stuff.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. My parents let me put a tower in the backyard.
I remember that.
And I actually poured a concrete base and went to Radio Shack and got a telescopic mast. And that's what I used as my tower. It was very interesting.
Still had it. I think if I look hard enough, we could do that.
I think I could find all that.
Where's your backyard? Mark, we could do that.
It's probably still there. Still there. My old house is up for sale, though, if anybody wants it.
Where was it? New Hempstead, right?
New Hempstead, yeah.
I think in those days they just called it Spring Valley. Or was it Spring Valley,
before it became the Village of New Hempstead.
Yeah, yeah. I was there. I was up in your studio.
Yeah.
With better equipment than RKL ever had.
We did live stuff. We did a lot of live stuff. I didn't do any remotes, though.
Mine. Mine was all canned.
Yeah. Prepackaged programming. That's what it was.
Oh, God. Listen, it was really, really a lot of fun to have
you
here.
This is a trip down
memory
lane.
For whatever reason, the summer brings back a lot of people who you'd never hear from any other time of the year.
I remember looking at the RKL page. Yeah. You remember the RKL page? I guess it's
still
around. I don't know who
runs it.
Is it Dave who runs that?
No, I think,
I'm not sure.
I have to be anonymous now.
Yeah.
I know who it is, but
I see nothing.
Heard it on the R or something like that? So. Is that what it's called?
Keep it on the R.
And there's lots of clips and,
yeah.
You know, where are they now? And we've lost touch with these people. And I was like, I was on that a couple of years ago, actually. But it's sporadic, you know, not a lot of activity. But
I jump back to it once in a while just to peek in, and I realize I think my email address is still a Yahoo address that I don't even use anymore.
Well, the people who run that have real jobs and they have lives, as opposed to me. I mean, but I don't get on the internet. That's why I'm not involved in it. It's over my head, or is it under my head? One or the other. But we have we've done it, and we'll continue to do it. And where do you live now?
In northern New Jersey.
Yeah.
Bergen County.
So you're not too far from here.
Not too far, near Paramus.
Keep in touch because
absolutely.
You never know, man.
You never know.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, WRCR.com.